bei uns zu Gast sind jetzt hier im Studio Fred Raspail und Rosario Baeza. Hallo, schön, dass ihr da seid. Good to have you here.
Hello. Hallo.
Hallo.
Fred and Rose, as you call yourself in the tradition of the famous duos.
Yes, since we were famous, we call like this. Fred is very busy right now because he's drinking a mate.
Very good.
Illegally. And yet?
Yes. You were talking so.
The tradition of the famous duos, like you see yourself in like other duos.
Yeah. Lately, we found that Fred and Rose was a very famous couple of murderers. Also, they buried people in the backyard. So we're trying to clean a bit this name.
And this is a French Argentinian story.
This is like a European Argentinian story, in fact.
Because you live in Munich, French origins,
yes.
Singing in English, German,
yes.
Spanish, and French.
Spanish, I'm trying now.
Where did you meet each other?
In Buenos Aires. That was in October last year. And so we had a band together, El Sindicato. With a good friend of of us,
Marcelo Di Paola. Marcelo Di Paola. Besito, para Marcelo, si estás escuchando.
And then we decided to go further on this musical adventure because there were some connections, some common culture of the music. And here as a one-man band, I'm playing for 5-6 years as a one-man band. Since last year, I also got a band, Los Gatillos. We were here at the radio a few months ago. But as a one-man band, I went to a point it was a bit difficult to go further on my own. And it's about music, but if you play a one-man band with the drums, the guitar, and you sing, then something is missing. And then when I saw Rosario playing, that was evident because she has such the talent that she can play everything she wants. So, for example, yesterday night we played at the Posenhof, and Rosario was singing, taking the lead, and so playing the bon tempi, the guitar, the Telecaster, the violin. The violin is her first instrument. And it's really a duo. It's not a one-man band playing with a musician, because I think that the music has to be shared, and it's really two men, women.
When a man loves a woman,
and she has some good jokes.
Joe Cocker, did you say that? Or it was Mike and Bolton? I don't remember, but he's like that. He's like that. Now it's very funny to work together. We have a very long journeys at the studio. We wake up at 10. Something happened in the middle. We reach the studio at 1. And
it's early today.
It's early. And then we go at 8, 9 at night. And we are just sharing songs, compositions, arrangements, recordings, production. It's very funny to work this way. And most of the songs just born at the studio. So it's really new, all you're going to listen.
Yes.
So you're sharing a lot of time in the studio and see what comes? Or is there structure?
Yes, I think, there's no structure. In fact, here the structure doesn't work. And I think mostly in the music, most generally, the structure, you have to be structured in your work, of course. But the structure, when you create, it does not work really. I mean, you have to give the structure, the place, the studio is a structure, for example, for me. But once you have this structure, you have to be as free as possible in this place. So you set up all the microphones and you see what's happening.
And you have the time to use this studio for several days. You don't have to pay an extra rent for that.
That's good.
No, thank you for Mr. Girac that very kindly he shared his space with us, and we can do it
Yeah, that's very good.
So you were actively looking for a second band member or to build a duo?
No, that was just the opportunity. In fact, when you meet someone and you say, okay, it's clear it has to be like this, and yes, it's a joy.
But you have to be sure, or there are several formalities to fulfill if you live in Munich and if you live in Buenos Aires. So
not the formality.
Yeah,
no.
Well, formality and also a real intention.
The intention is all. If you have the will, you can do anything. I was also looking for a place for doing my compositions because I play in other bands. Or we make covers, or we do very collective compositions. So it's sometimes it's difficult to get a place where you can just put what is in your mind. And this is a very free space for me also, and really appreciate this opportunity. And for knowing Pretzel, that is the, you know, it's the mate, the ideal mate for mate. I don't know how in Argentina you... Yeah, it's really weird, the pretzel in Argentina.
Yeah.
We should do it more. I'm going to import some, maybe.
Let's get some money. Eh?
Yeah, some money.
Pretzels and mate.
Yes, you good combination.
But the mate you carry everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
This is a company.
Yeah, it's like my drug. But it's not a drug indeed, it's like a tea, but it keeps you awake and it's very nice to share also with people. You want some.
For those who don't know about the ritual or the tradition of the mate, there's a special cup also. And can you tell about the history?
Yes, it's a pumpkin. It's a little pumpkin originally. And you empty it, you dry it in the sun. And you put a bombilla, what is for sucking the water with the sherba, that is the tea. Oh, you're going to take a picture of this, so lovely. And, well, that's mostly you put some warm water and you suck the water with the bombilla, that is a bit like a straw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's all.
Out of metal.
And you got the picture now.
So, later on, you can have a picture on the in the internet, but now here we need the words of the tradition. And back to the music, your bands in Argentina, they are missing you now.
I think they are crying now because I'm not there, but is I'm coming back in June, so it's we have some time.
But you could decide now. I'm going for 3 months to Europe.
Yes, I can decide it because we are. For example, in one of the bands, Las Taras, we are so many people. And so it's really free to do this. You know that in my case, if I'm not there, I could find a replacement or the other girls. There is a clarinet and a trumpet also, so it's not that missing. We are 8 people, so we can cover ourselves.
What else then bread pretzels you discovered in Europe? What are your impressions?
My impression, the most that impressed me is the variety of cultures in such a tiny place, no? Territory. You can travel 1 hour or maybe 2 hours and you find a different country, different languages. That is very, very awesome because I come from a very large country, but we share almost the same traditions. You can travel 6 hours and you find the same. So here is very interesting, the mixing you can have of everything. And it is a bit what we do with our music is a bit of this, to mixing languages, mixing diverse cultures. That is what I impressed me most.
What kind of cultures you met?
For example, we went to Tyrol. We went to Tyrol, like this.
So Tyrol.
Tyrol, and it's in Italy, but we share some Italy language with German, but also Ladin, that is another different language that they talk. And I've never heard about this language, for example. And in Switzerland, that you have a different money than here. Just you cross the border and you are in a different universe. And I am going to meet France these days.
2 days. Mm-hmm.
So there you have another different language in 2 hours. No, 4 hours traveling.
Yes,
how much?
4.
Incredible.
How did you get to Munich from the, your origins were in Lyon?
Yes.
And
I was born in Lyon. I grew up in close to Geneva, but in France. And that was 6 years ago. I met the guys from Good Feeling Records, G-Rag. And then I get involved in the process of the label. So I started to release my records on Good Feeling Records. And I don't know, I had the sensation a few years ago that I found my family, my musical family in Munich. So I decided to move a bit in Munich. And so we have the studio now, so it's very practical, in fact.
So you feel like home in Munich?
I feel like home here as well, so.
But
it's part of the thing.
And the Bavarian culture? Is something you
like? I quite appreciate the Bavarian culture.
The Speck.
Yeah, the Spätzle, Speck. I think we have a fake. When you go to Bavaria, when I was talking to my friends, all the people say, "Ah, fuck, Munich is boring. I guess I never went," and it's the. No offense, but it's the place where Hitler was grown as a political. So we have a very, very bad image of Munich. And it's true that if you walk in Munich, it's not really appealing because there's a lot of money in this city. If you go in Marienplatz, it's not appealing
at all. Oh, I love
Marienplatz.
But I have to tell you, I love Munich and the richness and Marienplatz. H&M, please, come on.
But it's the same in every city. This is what the globalization made. I mean, you can go in Munich and you can... Maybe I'm telling bullshit things, but most of the people know they go in Munich and they think they discover the Bavarian culture, but in fact they stay in Marienplatz and they go to H&M and C&A, what we did as well, because we need some shirts sometimes. But it's like all those people... It's really weird. For me, it's a bit Nazi. For me, it's a bit fascist, this way of doing. But on this side, I discovered in Munich a whole underground world with my friends trying to do things, interesting things, through the music. And so those people are the vectors for many people. And if, for example, they make a show in the shore of the river, 300 people come. And then you have the real people and the real life. And thanks to them, I discovered the real Oktoberfest in a Herzkasperlfestzelt, for example. I never went to Polaner. And I'm thankful for this, because I discovered a really open culture, in fact. Because Bavaria is in the middle of a lot of things. In a geographic term, for example, but historically as well. And I think there's a mixture of culture in Munich that is quite rare, in between French, Italian, East Europa, Germany. It's interesting.
Also musically?
Musically, because if you go as a French, maybe that was the same impression for you as an Argentinian. Maybe we didn't see so much band like this, but if, for example, you see the Landrakschwister, our friends, playing music for 2-3 hours in a Bavarian style, wow, it's something new. The first time you hear that, it's like, whoa, what is that?
Bavarian brass?
Yeah.
Like
Heimat sound.
But it's not only cliché, it's also part of could also be part of the modern culture and independent culture.
Yes, I think.
not only money and cliché and everything like this. I think it's time for first
for
song,
for
some
mate.
Music.
It's time for mate.
Time for some music.
Too much.
You have your instruments with you in the studio, and what do we gonna hear? What do you play for us?
Okay. It's a new song. So
it's called?
Pull on Some Daddy. Okay, I'm gonna set the microphone this way and this way, and here we go.
And Rosario Baeza live here in studio. Can you tell us about the story of this daddy, that lonesome daddy, that image, what you had?
Okay, you tell the artistic story and I tell the real one. What do you think?
I don't remember the two stories, in fact.
So you tell both.
Someday we buy lunch in the place. We are not saying the name because it's not polite. But we bought some herring, the fish.
Yes.
And we ate a bit and it wasn't that good. He ate a bit and wisely he said, I'm not going to eat anymore. But I eat a bit more because I was paid for that. So I said, okay, I'm going to eat it. And
yes,
I get a bit sick. And I was like all day, oh my God, I think that fish, it wasn't
And then
that
you
good.
Have this stinky fish.
Yeah, and then Fred came up with the lyrics.
The funny
the
lyrics,
song.
The funny song.
Yeah, it's not that funny. In fact, it's a bit sad, but the real story was a bit humoristic. I suffer a bit. Bad for the other people, maybe. It's good.
You survived.
Yeah, I survived.
And, well, your last album, Fred. It's called Radio Primitivo.
Yeah.
And this is something you kind of, yeah, it's a spirit of you, the primitive spirit. What do you want to say with that?
It's a whole thing. It's about the way of playing, for example, on live with the drums on the feet. It's about the way of recording the things, what we taught with Rosario, this way of just recording ideas that comes now, and not too much working on the arrangement. For example, when we record, we don't cut anything. We just take it like it is. So I think the musical path I had lead me to this idea easily, and I like this idea.
But some people, they understand primitive as an almost, or they use it as an insult.
Yeah, it's okay. I can deal with the insult.
What's your perception of primitivo?
No, for me, it's more related to the roots of something. I don't get it like an insult, but for searching the origins of a music, of a culture, for me, is more related to that.
And the link with the album title, with the radio, Radio Primitivo?
No, it's that was a joke, because it always comes from a joke, in fact, like the stinky fish. No, it's because in Buenos Aires, I have a good friend of mine who has a radio station, La Idea Fija. And then I asked him to make the introduction of the record like a radio show. And then came the idea of, okay, make the introduction, so let's call it radio. Radio Primitivo.
You also have the title, like the king of primitive folk.
Oh, yeah, okay, it's fine. It's because
so you're a king.
It's because of Los Gatillos,
my lord.
This thing. Because we had to find a noble title for each one. So Pierre Omer was the Sultan of Swing, for example.
You're the king of primitive folk. And the third one is the...
Is the king of what, Bernard?
The Lord of...
remember.
Lord
I can trash him. He's not here today.
And so you the queen, no?
Yes.
I don't know.
Or which title you would like to have?
My lady.
You're the
you
queen of the jungle.
You start to call me
you.
My lady from now.
Yeah, my lady, you're the queen of the
jungle.
Yeah,
my lord.
Lady and lord, Fred and Rose. The dream theater. What about the lyrics in the different languages? So how do you choose when is coming, when it's best to have a Spanish song, when it's best to have a German song? It's not so easy for you, I guess, to write lyrics in German.
It's okay. It's not so hard. I think it's a bit weird, but once you create the song, sometimes you have the feeling that the songs already existed, that you're just digging something, you're not really creating, just a feeling. And so when you dig it away, when you take it off the ground, I think the song has its own spirit, and then you go to a language because, I don't know, because it makes sense to go in German, for example, English or Spanish or French.
So the Blaue Berge, so which mountains?
This is a whole story as well. One day we were eating in a restaurant, me and Rosa.
It's all about eating.
tell the story. I didn't know the story, please.
No, this is the you know, Rosa, the Blue Mountains is something very common in the country tradition. Maybe you sang some song like this.
Kentucky, Blue Mountains.
Yes. And in Bavaria, the place we went near Oberammergau, Rosenheim, Bergen, it's called Blau Land. And I think it's because when you see in the horizon in the day when it's sunny, the mountains are blue. So this is the first reason. And Hagen, the friends you never met, the only one you never met because he's quite busy for the moment, he's a very good friend of mine and he's living not so far from Rosenheim, Imrod. And he's living in a old school on the second floor. And so he has a view over all the mountains. And I love my friend Hagen because he's really poetical. He comes from Thuringen, he comes from the East. And he's in Bavaria for 20, 30 years. He was touring with Fugazi for some years, doing pictures. He's quite amazing. And every time I'm at his place, it's like a home for me as well. And when it's sunny, when the spring, the summer is here, always he's looking over the window. He said, "Come on, look, the blue mountains, today are beautiful." And so I wanted to make a song about this.
Fred, what's your intention when you play live? What do you want the audience to feel like? What do you think about that?
Pleasure.
Only just pleasure?
Yeah, I think. More and more. I come from a... I started the music as a French singer in France. And I was playing 10 years ago, mostly in theaters. And then the intention was different. You had to catch the people with the lyrics. And that was more a music for the brain, in fact, or for the heart, in between the heart and the brain. And there's a huge tradition of chanson in France. But I really get bored about this situation. I think, I don't remember where it comes from, but I don't know who said that, but you have three kinds of music, the one from the brain, from the heart, from the guts. And I was definitely not for music for the brain. I felt totally uncomfortable. And the more and more I go in my life, the more and more I really want people to have fun. To have fun doesn't mean necessary to make up music with up tempo. For me, a show is not a party for 1 hour, 30 minutes. Sometimes you can go at something deeper, something political. I'm not sure because we are not messy. We're not political, messy. But pleasure is there.
And do you have a concept how to create that kind of pleasure?
Get naked. That was good yesterday when we get naked in Poznan.
I don't think they feel pleasure, baby.
No, that was not
pleasure.
They were
shouting, get dressed again, get dressed again.
That was this.
Yeah, it was white.
Oh, fuck.
But sometimes it's about the feelings that music... I think that music is an art, as a poetry, as a painting, different. Is that music is... it happens in the moment. You have a poem and you can read it over and over, but music in a live show, you only see it once, and in the moment it's happening. So the feelings that it wakes up in you, they only last that moment, and it's very spontaneous. And it doesn't matter if it's sadness or if it's joy or if it remembers you to something that you lived before with the lyrics or some love disappointment, or it could be a lot of things. But the feeling that you have at that moment, you take it and it only lasts for that. I think that's the most wonderful thing in music, in live music. And when you play, is that feeling, it touches you as an artist also. When you're playing, you have to feel it to transmit it to the people. So it's very interactive and it's really deep. I think you can enjoy it with your brain or with your heart or with your guts. But it's more about the feeling for me of all those things mix it.
And this kind of interaction with the audience is a sensitive way, or this kind of communication?
It's really weird to explain because it's another level of communication. Because you are in a very exposed place. You are like there in the stage and people is watching at you, but you also watch at the people as an audience? You are more active maybe because you are making the music, but if nothing happened in the other side, it's a boring show. You're playing baby like a robot. So it's important to have that connection. It's a reciproco, I don't know this word in English.
Vice versa. You're still nervous going on stage?
Sometimes. I feel this, it's not nervous, it's not this kind of feeling that, oh, something wrong is going to happen now, because we played, I don't know, more than 15 years, no, 12 years. So it's not about that, but it's about the anxiety of this interaction with the audience. It's like, it's going to be a good show. Would I be able to transmit something? That is the anxiety, maybe.
You, Fred? Feelings on stage?
It's quite the same, in fact. It's quite the same.
Same, but different.
Yeah, of course. But, for example, I got this anxiety sometimes as well, and I don't know why, because it's the same playing for your long years, but you say, it's weird. She's right, it depends from the people as well sometimes. It depends from what's in the air on this day. Sometimes it's... You don't know why it's going bad, it's getting bad, and you don't know why. You have no reason to explain it. There's not so much people, but it does not explain everything, because I saw some gigs with 15, yeah. 20 people who were awesome. I don't know.
Sometimes you have these magic moments. Do you remember some of these? When happened something incredible?
Yeah, with my band in Argentina, with Las Taradas, it's incredible. We played in the Conex, Centro Cultural Conex, it's a very known place in Buenos Aires. And it was for the Women's Day. And we are a very woman-active band for the women's rights, but not in a political way, but in an action way. Just sometimes just looking at eight women playing on stage is a very revolutionary piece, surprisingly. But and people were crazy. They were like a lot of people, like massive. You didn't see faces. You saw like this place is very long, and they were just euphoric, and playing like that is. Incredible. You feel, yeah, you really feel that euphoria. It touches you. And you start to give all you have for them. That is a really nice feeling.
Fred, your story?
Yes, you know it, because we talked about yesterday night. And that's not because we are here, but really one of my best moments of the last year were in Tübingen. It was with Los Gatillos last September. And what happened? So that was in the salon. The place was really nice, crowded. We started to play. And then we start playing and we see people dancing, like the first song. We say, okay, it's going to be nice. And then we finish and we have Otra Tsugabe. And then, don't know what happens. There's the Tsugabe and I see some percussion on the stage, and I give percussion to someone. And my friend Bernard takes other percussion, give it to another guy. And so we give the percussions to everyone. And so I see Pierre is still playing, and I see Bernard guitar, and I give Bernard guitar to someone. Bernard is looking at me and say, what are you doing? And then in 2 minutes, we have 10 people on stage, and the show lasts 15, 20 minutes more. And you have the feeling that everyone's getting crazy in the same energy. And this after, I remember after the show, we looked each other with the band, we said, wow, come on, we can die maybe. Because we reached this point that we get a communion with the people. That was really crazy. Thank for this.
And you cannot plan something like this?
No, you can't. You can't, because straight after this show, we decided to give percussion to the people. And it does not work as it worked in a instinctive way. sometimes it doesn't work at all, in fact. And that's why it's quite funny, the stage. This is an art. Some people are trying to explain to you that they got all the receipts for making a good show. That's the case in France, for example. You have some coaches on stage.
And you pay to them?
Yes, of course.
Oh, my God.
You spend 1,000 euro a day.
How to behave?
How to behave. But it has no sense because you have to unlearn everything if you want to learn something on stage. And you have to accept that it's like this. You have to accept that sometimes you don't want to talk with the people, sometimes you want to talk. And we are not actors and musicians. We are real. That's the difference with the theater. We are real people with real feelings. And with real people in front of you. So you can't learn those things. With the time, you can learn when to do it, but it stays instinctive. And this is the best way to keep it fresh, because it's a long way.
Authentic, to be real.
Yes.
Biblical story.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
That was once.
If you think
we
that
were
the biblical
in a restaurant with Rosario.
When you were eating somewhere.
Yes.
The fish.
No, this is a
the
thread
holy
song.
Fish.
This is a thread song. I have nothing to do with this story. I wasn't a whale also. I didn't date the Jonas guy.
Nice.
So it's all up to you.
Why did you choose this story?
I don't really remember why. I don't know.
And what do you think is attractive about that?
If it's attractive?
It's
attractive. The biblical history, I don't know.
It's an Eastern, isn't it? An Eastern?
Eastern.
Eastern time that this story is told around Eastern?
I don't remember because I wrote this song a few years ago. And it's true that I do not remember how it came, this thing, this idea. Maybe because I didn't read the Bible. I never read the Bible. So, but I know that...
Sinner.
But I know that the stories into the Bible, they all have something universal.
Yes.
This is in a... Not in a religious way, in a cultural way.
This happens in Pinocchio also.
Pinocchio,
the whale that eats the guy, and he has to live inside.
Yes.
You survive getting eaten.
Yeah.
Strong story.
Strong concept.
But why? Come on.
Because the whale is too big. I don't know. Maybe you imagine that you can have your own flat inside the whale.
Yeah, very good.
You don't have to pay for a rent.
It's nice. You have to pay for everything.
And you can eat fish, sushi all day. Yeah. It's not bad.
Hot sushi. There's a special, some words on your bass drum on stage.
Yes.
About your ghost orchestra.
The Primitive Ghost Orchestra. Yes, to find some musicians with me, so it's like this.
Not playing alone, these ghosts?
No, because if you, for me, we are quite some people doing that, playing the drums on the feet and the guitar and singing. For me, there's a real schizophrenia in doing this. Sometimes I really have the feeling that my feet are just acting by themselves.
It's a Gemini's thing.
It's maybe I'm a Gemini, so it's like this. But yes, it's this idea came, this ghost thing came with this kind of schizophrenia, because you say, hey, what are you doing? I don't get the talent of a real drummer, of course, with my two poor feet, but I don't know, it's free, so...
Do you imagine? Do you have a vision?
A lot of people.
Of this ghost? Or are they just there?
No, they're just there. Yeah.
No shape?
No, not really.
But we can hear them.
I can hear them.
You can hear them.
Then they tell you things?
A lot.
but good things or bad things.
Like the fish.
What things? So the story continues of Fred and Rose, or how is it?
Of course.
How will it continue? How will you?
I think go on. That. So we have this tour in Europa until the middle of June. We have a lot of good gigs. We're heading Basel today, heute. Then we're heading France for a couple of gigs, mostly in the area of Lyon. Then we come back in Bavaria for a lot of gigs. I think that was good for these first two to have really the places that, for me, all the places we're playing are just the home places. That was really important to play because the project is really new. We are recording at the same time, so that was important to get this confidence on tour to say, okay, we're not in a foreign. Rosa is discovering all the people, but I know the people. I quite know that. I will be comfortable with you, and today in Basel as well. So that was really important for the first tour to have this kind of show. Then we're heading back Argentina for this summer. We have a couple of gigs as well.
Yeah, in Argentina it's winter in June.
Winter, so.
July, August. Yeah. We're going to play in Buenos Aires.
Montevideo.
And then in Uruguay, a few gigs. And maybe in Entre Rios, Santa Fe. And we're staying there, and then we come back in September.
Yes, in September we already have a good plan because we have some gigs in Italy, in Portugal, in Spain, in Germany, in Switzerland.
It's more Latin,
France. Yes, a bit.
Our autumn tour.
And I think the album will gonna be released at the end of the year, something like this. Now we have to work on the mix. You have to finish it first, and we have to work on the mix. So it's a long way to the top.
But sounds like a good plan.
Yes, and this is the structure.
You're on your way. Do we have time for another song? Or do you still have
you.
One? No, yeah, I have time, but do you have still one?
We have
to
10
go?
More. Oh no, come on. Ustevela, it's been 1 hour those guys are playing. Let's go.
So you switching?
Yes,
seats.
Switching the seats.
Switching.
I'm gonna play the violin. You're gonna see.
What do you play for us?
We're going to play a blues song. Yeah, blues is still alive and kicking. And that is not me. And
okay.
The name of this blues is. You better get where you belong.
It's in E?
Yeah, in E. Oh. No, but that one is in G. If you're looking for some sugar, man, you better get it from the store. If you're looking for some sugar, man, you better get it from the store. If you're looking for a good woman, you better get where you belong. Woo! If you're looking for some kindness, man, you better get it from your man. If you're looking for a good romance, better get where you belong. You 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 better get where you belong. If you're looking for a good woman, 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 you better get where you belong.
Fred Raspail und Rosario Baeza. Thank you very much for being here.
No, gracias a vos.
No, gracias a toi. Merci.
Gracias a toi. Ja, thanks for listening. Dankeschön fürs Zuhören.